It is exactly 7:45 in the morning. It's time for our wine chat with our friend Jack Farrell from Haskell's. Morning, Jack.
Hi, Denny. How are you today?
I'm doing quite well. I hope you are doing as well, too, to the below zero weather coming up.
Well, we have that to look forward to.
Yes, we do.
We look forward to this wonderful snow we have everywhere.
Yeah, we're going to have that, too. And what can you warm us up with today?
Well, today I thought I'd talk about gifts for the wine lover. There's nobody in the world easier to buy for, in my opinion anyway, than someone who is into wine a little bit. Now, let's start with the basics, glasses. You know, they're a wine geek or a wine aficionado really can't have enough glasses. And there's all sorts of different types of glasses, all-purpose glasses. There are stemless glasses. Stemless glasses, incidentally, if you have friends that are boaters, it's kind of fun to get those glasses because they fit in the rack on a boat very easily. Also, don't forget plastic wine glasses. The plastic wine glasses they're making these days, some of them look exactly like crystal and could fool anybody. And if you have somebody that has a swimming pool or spends time out of doors, those are great glasses to give people. And flute, everybody should have flute champagne glasses, in my opinion. The saucer champagne glasses that were popular many, many years ago are really out of date. You spend a fortune and a lot of time to get that sparkle into the glass, and it dissipates very quickly if you have those saucer glasses. So use your saucer glasses for nuts or something like that, but don't, whatever you do, don't put champagne in them because it dissipates the bubble right away. How about a wine tote? There are all sorts of wine totes. The best I ever saw is one that looks like a lady's purse, but has a plastic bag inside that holds a liter of wine with a spigot. And it's very camouflage. You don't really know that that tote, it looks like a woman's large purse, but inside it has this sack that contracts so you don't have to worry about the wine getting aerated. And they come in all sorts of different things. You can buy a wine tote for one bottle of wine. You can buy them for up to six bottles, two, three, four, etc. And the backpack ones are great. The picnic totes are terrific to take a wine around with you. So those totes, there's just so many of them. But every wine lover needs one or two because they're invariably going to join some friends to share a bottle of wine. They need something to tote it in. Books, my gosh, there's so many books. Everybody who likes wine really should have an atlas of wine. That's the book with full of maps on wine areas because, let's face it, if you want to learn a little bit about wine, you're going to have to learn a little bit about geography. And these wine atlases are absolutely wonderful. Another thing is educational books. Wine for Dummies, believe it or not, is a very, very good first book. And then there's a book out this year called The Wine Bible, which is also very good and worth taking. As long as we're talking about books, let's talk about subscriptions. There are three very good national magazines. One is called The Wine Spectator, one is called The Wine Enthusiast, and the last one is called The Wine Advocate. The Wine Advocate is more professional and rates wines, and that's all it really does. The other two have human interest stories about the wine industry and the spirits industry, etc. And those would be a great gift, a subscription to either the Wine Spectator, Wine Enthusiast, or the Wine Advocate. Now, we've talked about glasses. How about carafes? Boy, I don't think you can have enough carafes if you really like wine. Every wine benefits from aeration, and we'll talk about aerators in a minute. But carafes make a really great gift because they're so practical. Every wine benefits if it's aerated a bit, whether we're talking about a $10 bottle of wine or a $500 bottle of wine, the aeration benefits it. The only time you want to be careful of aerating if the wine is real old, because you can lose the wine, you know, it has a very short window, it can die if it's aerated. So don't aerate real old wines, but any other wine benefits greatly. And there are things that you can give. For example, there's an aerator, a stand for drying a wine carafe, which is a very handy thing to do because a wine carafe really shouldn't go through the dishwasher. You wash it by hand, and you put it on this drying rack, and they're not very expensive, and they're very clever, I think. How about corkscrews? Gal. I mean, there's another category along with the wine glasses. The list is endless. The only thing I would suggest is please, whatever you do, do not buy any of those wine openers that are CO2 injected, where you put a needle in the cork and then inject gas into the wine. You're sure to once in a while blow up a bottle of wine, and that doesn't benefit anybody. It's messy and very dangerous. So if you were planning to give someone a CO2 cartridge wine opener, I'd suggest you pass on it. And also be careful of those winged corkscrews that you turn the worm in and the arms go up and then the arms go down. I don't think I've ever rented a cabin in my life that didn't have one of those that was missing one of the arms. It just happens with them. And so, but the corkscrews are just absolutely terrific. And one that's an absolute must, in my opinion, is called an ASO. This one doesn't have a worm. The worm is the curlicue part on the corkscrew. It has two blades on either side. And what you do is you inch those blades in and then you turn the cork out. It takes the cork out totally intact without ever penetrating the cork. Those ASOs are wonderful for older bottled wine where you have an old cork in them. Invariably, you can get it out without breaking the cork, and that's hard to do. Coolers are great for gift for wine lovers. Everybody needs a wine cooler. And remember, when you're cooling wine, always add water to the ice. That's a big problem. Most people put a bottle of wine on top of some ice. You know, it'll take forever to chill that. If you immerse the wine, the bottle of wine, in ice and water, in 20 minutes, it's plenty cold enough to drink, maybe even 15. But if you just use ice, it'll take a lot longer. So remember that. The water acts as a conduit to chill that bottle of wine. How about wine clubs and rewards programs? They're just a natural to give somebody who likes wine, as is, of course, always a gift certificate, is always the right size. And you know, when I always tell people about wine, it's the gift no one returns. I mean, and it's also the gift of good taste. It reflects good taste on the part of the recipient, and it certainly reflects good taste on the part of the giver. So those are important. Those ID tags are kind of fun that you have to put on a wine for a big party, make a great gift. And I said I was going to talk about aerators. The aerators that are available these days are just incredible. Some of them are electric, some of them are battery-driven, etc. They're more fun than anything else because, in my opinion, aerating a wine, the easiest way to do it is just pour it from the bottle into a carafe, and you've got all the aeration you need. And but the gimmicky aerators are a lot of fun, and people like those kind of things. You know, you want to personalize, I think, wine gifts. You know, if you give someone a favorite recipe and say, here's a wine that goes with this, it just makes it a little more personal. Or, I discovered this wine, it's your new wine discovery. A great way to get a hint to come to dinner is give someone a pasta bowl with a bottle of wine in it and tell them you look forward to sharing some pasta in the bowl with them. Maybe they'll invite you to dinner. And you can add to, when you're doing wines, you can add pasta, cheese, even chocolate goes very well with wine. I've seen chocolate tasting kits where you taste wine with the chocolate. My boys always give, as a wedding gift, three bottles of wine. They give a bottle of champagne, a bottle of Bordeaux, and then a bottle of port. And the champagne is to be drunk on your first anniversary. The bottle of Bordeaux, claret, is to be drunk on the fifth anniversary. And the bottle of port is to be drunk on the 10th anniversary. And the friends that have made it to the 10th anniversary always invariably call and say, we had that bottle of port last night and it was delicious. And we've talked about port in the past. Port ages better than almost any other wine. It's fortified, etc. Bordeaux is reliable up to 5, sometimes even 15 years. And champagne should be drunk right away. You know, while I'm on the subject of gifts, hostess gifts are generally something to think about. Never, ever bring a bottle of wine to a dinner party and expect them to drink it that night, unless it's been pre-approved by the host and hostess. You know, the host and hostess generally plan wines to go with their food. And if you show up with a bottle you'd like to serve, it can throw anything off kilter. You just say, this is a bottle of wine, have another time. Another thing that is an absolute must is Wine Away. Wine Away is a wine stain remover that is unquestionably the best wine remover I have ever seen in my life. It is just terrific. I've used it 100 times, and 100 times dazzled people by saying, no, we'll never get that stain out. It comes right out. It's Wine Away. It's not very expensive, and everybody who drinks wine should have a bottle of it handy in case you have some spills. Another gift is wines of a region. Give them three wines from, say, the Loire Valley in France, from three different communes. Burgundy, three bottles of Burgundy. Napa Valley, three different kinds of Napa Cabernet, or three different wines from Napa, a Sauvignon Blanc, a Chardonnay, and a Cabernet. Some wines, Chile, New Zealand, I think you get the idea. Even Minnesota, send somebody, you're going out of town, bring a couple, three bottles of Minnesota wine. Some of them are very good. And say, for example, an assorted sparkling wine, where you can give somebody a bottle of Prosecco from Italy, Cava from Spain, a California sparkler, and a real authentic French sparkling wine. Would make a dazzling gift for anybody. Wine baskets are just fabulous. And like, so you can also do wines of a type. Give somebody two Sauvignon Blancs or three Chardonnays or a couple of bottles of Pinot Noir. It really is interesting, or share a discovery. For example, I think I mentioned last year was the very first year we have ever had Nouveau Beaujolais Rosé, and that's very, very popular, as all rosés are right now. But the Nouveau Rosé is really light, easy to drink, and just a pleasant rosé. And I guarantee you, most people have never even heard of it. So it's a nice, interesting wine, even to give to a very sophisticated wine drinker, somebody who usually would turn their nose up at Nouveau Beaujolais. But you give them the Nouveau Rosé, chances are they've never had it. And most wine buffs really look for that next new experience. Try something that's new. And so the Nouveau Rosé would fit that very easily. And, you know, wine is a great, easy gift to give. You can buy in all the stores these wine bags for a couple dollars that are very attractive. They even come with little cards on you. Can write a greeting or do what I do. I never write on them so the people can reuse them who you've given them to. And, you know, it's just the easiest thing in the world to do, in my humble opinion, to buy wine for a wine lover or to buy a gift for a wine lover, because there's so much to choose from. And no matter how sophisticated, no matter how much stuff you have, you don't have everything. And boy, I'll tell you, there is just a plethora of different things out there to pick for the wine lover. And last but not least, of course, any bottle of wine. Just sharing a bottle of wine is a wonderfully intimate experience, and you can do that by giving somebody a bottle of wine that you particularly cherish.
Well, some great ideas as usual, Jack, and I'll tell you where to find those great ideas. Any Haskell's location.
Yeah, and today is a great day to stop into Haskell's because it's the first day of our holiday sale. We always have a big sparkling wine tasting all the stores from 2 to 5 today. We'll be tasting all sorts of sparkling wines. And, of course, Haskell's has gift baskets starting as low as $29. And another great gift is a basket of beer. There's a Haskell's near you where you can save big, big dollars on wine during this holiday sale, which starts today. There's a Haskell's in Bloomington, Excelsior, Haskell's in Faribault, right off of 35. Our Maple Grove Super Cellar is not to be missed. Just imagine, 16,000 bottles of wine on one wall. Minneapolis, there's free parking in downtown Minneapolis both today and Sunday. At Ridgedale, there's a Haskell's, Plymouth, St. Paul's Highland Village, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury. And if you can't come into Haskell's, go to Haskell's.com. And don't forget, Haskell's does deliver.
Great, Jack. Let's talk again next week. Let's
do that. I'm going to look forward to that.
Thanks very much. Jack Farrell from Haskell.